Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi, everybody. Welcome again. It's another Spectrum show, and we are on the brink of another Chinese New Year with the Lunar New Year celebration festivities sort of curtailed in some parts of the world this year. One of our repeat guests and one of our people that has provided us with a lot of entertainment is Ying Yan. She's the executive director of the New York Chinese Cultural Center. Ying, welcome back to China America Radio.
Thank you for having me back, Steve. It's a pleasure.
Well, you know, every year your organization participates in a big way in the Lunar New Year celebrations, not only with the big event that you have every year down at the Brookfield Place, and that's a beautiful space, but that's not going to happen this year. We've talked to a lot of the other organizations and associations that have had to reinvent themselves over this past year. Tell me how that's affected your organization, Chinese Cultural Center.
Yeah, I guess let me just start off by telling you a little bit about the New York Chinese Cultural Center for some of your listeners who may not be as familiar with our organization. So New York Chinese Cultural Center was founded in 1974. We're a nonprofit cultural and educational institution that is dedicated to deepening the understanding and appreciation of Chinese culture through the arts. And we offer professional quality classes, workshops, and performances both in person and online throughout the United States for diverse communities. So now with virtual programming capabilities, we have an international reach as well. Throughout the year, we partner with schools and cultural institutions, community organizations offering Chinese arts programs to their communities. Specifically, we perform and teach Chinese traditional ethnic dances, kung fu, acrobatics, Chinese yo-yo calligraphy, and ink brush painting. And we also do lantern making and teach Mandarin language. So to your specific question about, how we've navigated through this difficult time, due to the pandemic, we've had to transition all our programs to online. We've been running virtual classes and programs since April 1st last year. Our performers and teaching artists have all adjusted to the online format, and it was a very fast steep learning curve, if you put it that way. We've produced a lot of original content to share with the public and our school and community partners. In fact, we've been able to leverage technology to bring in teaching artists based in China who specialize in certain ethnic dances to teach our students virtually in the U.S. So I'd say that, you know, throughout last year, we've worked hard to stay connected and continue to serve our various communities, you know, promoting appreciation of Chinese culture and help bridge cultural divides through the arts. Last year, we had online performances to celebrate Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. We've had Dragon Boat Festival performance, a Mid-Autumn Festival performance, and we've also participated in a number of online festivals. So
you really haven't slowed down at all.
Not at all. In fact, you know, what's interesting is that, especially during the quarantine period, everything slowed down, and it gave us the opportunity to assess our strengths and weaknesses. And during that time, we realized that we can use technology to do more, to reach a greater audience. And then we found that to be quite transformative for how we operate as an organization and then the future of our organization. And so, if there is any silver lining in all this craziness and devastation, I think that's one, where we're able to work remotely, but able to have a greater reach and have a greater impact through virtual programming, especially, you know, in these divided times, along with the growth in anti-Chinese sentiment last year, as well as, I can't say it's necessarily disappeared now, I think it's important for New York Chinese Cultural Center to use what we do best, you know, the universal language of dance and music and other art forms to bring people together. And I think, you know, through the arts, we will remain committed to do our share in helping all people heal from COVID-19 specifically and the devastation it has caused. You know, we hope our beautiful performances and engaging workshops and classes will just bring moments of joy and peace for all participants involved.
Yeah, from what I've seen, I know a lot of your events, not only when you do them live, but also when you record them and put them on YouTube. I noticed your website has a number, like the music appreciation video and some things that are going to remain there so that they're not really time bound to any specific date. People can do it at their convenience. And without being overtly stereotypical, I believe the Chinese community was kind of way ahead of the general population in terms of utilizing video technology, in getting entertainment and accessing culture and arts and things like that. So it really kind of fit right in. Tell us about your event coming up on the 14th. That's Sunday the 14th, and that's actually it's Valentine's Day for some folks, but it's also the day that you're going to have your virtual celebration. You want to walk through that for us?
Absolutely. It's Valentine's Day, day for love, and we thought it was quite apropos for us to share our love of arts with the broader community. So as you mentioned, you know, New York Chinese Cultural Center will have a virtual Lunar New Year celebration on Sunday, February 14th. And we will usher in the Year of the Ox with performances featuring a lion dance, traditional Chinese dances, kung fu, Chinese music and singing, followed by interactive workshops for people to learn Chinese dance, kung fu, and Mandarin language. But that's not the only thing. You mentioned Brookfield. You say that it's not happening. Well, our large stage performance that usually attracts over 3,000 people, that large stage performance isn't happening. However, we will be still involved with Brookfield through having music and dance performances at Brookfield Place. And for those of you who may not know, it's in downtown Manhattan. Every Friday evenings and Sunday afternoons from February 19th through March 14th.
Great.
Small performances for small groups, making sure that we're taking all the COVID-19 precautions. But we just could not resist and to do something with Brookfield, who has been our longstanding partner, and to continue, like I said, serve the community the best we can. So throughout February, we have other events as well to celebrate Lunar New Year. Queen's Mall Place will be giving away our hand-painted lanterns to customers on February 12th. So head on over there to get a free hand-painted lantern. On February 17th, New York Chinese Cultural Center will have a lion dance parade at Bryant Park in Manhattan. And come join us. Let our lion wish you lots of good luck for this year. So we'll be doing a lot of online programming, but you'll see slowly we're resuming in-person engagements.
That's very important. And I noticed that one of the big thrusts these days is to get the schools open and live. And you were very active in going into schools with live performances. And hopefully that will open up when the springtime and summertime comes again.
On that point, you're absolutely right. We have been very engaged with many schools throughout the tri-state area and actually throughout the country. We tour. Obviously, we couldn't do that last year. All our in-person programming and classes were canceled or shut down. But we did convince a few to go online. So throughout the pandemic, we still have been running online classes with schools through virtual programming. And this Lunar New Year, we have engagements with schools too. During the summer, as I said, during the lull, we decided to invest our time and energy to produce online content for specifically schools, for our cultural partners, and for the public. And so I think, fruits of that labor is kind of slowly coming around now, and schools are aware that we're offering. Cultural centers and organizations are aware we have these online capabilities. And so therefore, hopefully we'll be able to do online as well as resume in-person programs.
All of your events, I presume, are on your website, along with the dates and the schedule. Can you give us the website address? Once again, tell everybody to mark the 14th on their calendars. It begins in the morning, right?
So our Lunar New Year virtual celebration is on Sunday, February 14th, Valentine's Day at 11 a.m. And on our website, you can check out our free Lunar New Year programs and classes. Our website is nychineseculturalcenter.org. Again, that's nychineseculturalcenter.org. And check out our YouTube channel for our past performances on our Facebook and Instagram.
And if people can't remember that or they don't have a pencil right now, we have a link to your website on our website right here at China America Radio. Just go over to our partners page and you'll see a link to the center there. Well, Yin, good luck. Have a great, Qin Yin Kuai Le New Year. And hopefully the year of the ox will be friendlier to us than the rat was.
We wish you all the best, too. Qin Yin Kuai Le. It's been a pleasure, Steve, and thank you again for having me on your program.
Thanks, Yin. Take care. Bye-bye.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.